We're at the end of Siman Nun Gimel, the halachas of the Shliach Tzibur, we're actually up to the last sif. We'll be doing that, Sif Chavav, as well as the first two Si'ifim Aleph and Beis of Siman Nun Dalet. So the Mechaber, who had just told us the halachas of what the grounds would be for firing a Shliach Tzibur, says, Kohol shenohagu lemanos anoshim al tzorchei ha-tzibur lizman. A tzibur, a congregation, that has a minhag. What they do is they hire people for a specific position for a certain amount of time. And they normally change that position on a regular basis. Say it's annually or every few years, but it's understood that there's a change of positions every certain amount of time. Bein lechazen, bein lekupa shel tzedakah, whether it is the shliach tzibur, whether it is the person who runs the kupa shel tzedakah, he distributes the funds, bein leshar minuyim, any other position within the kehila, hatzrichim letzibur, bein shenotlim aleim skar, bein shenam notlim, whether it is a voluntary position or one for pay, afilu lo kovel lehem zman, even if at the time they hired a particular person, they forgot to speak that out. Stomon kaperusha me'achar shenohagu b'kach, nohagu kach. So long as this is the way they've always done things, so long as this is the minhag, even if they fail to specify it, the halacha is that anyone that they hire for such a position is bound by the terms of whatever the minhag is. This is generally the case in all cases of employment. The halachi is that anything that is unspoken goes by the minhag hamakom, by the minhag hamedina. So that if you have a place where it is known that this is a position that you keep for X amount of years, even though they forgot to mention it, that would be so. Therefore, the halacha would be that they could not fire somebody, in a place where they don't have this. Meaning, what happens if you have a place where there's no minhag? Yes, they gave the rabbi a 3-year contract, but it's understood that Rabbanim in this particular congregation normally take it as a lifetime job, and every 3 years their contract is renewed, and it's not a matter of being up for renewal other than as a formality. Now, after 3 years, they decided that they would like to fire him. They have no legitimate reason. They heard about someone better. This is a Rav, this is a Shliach Tzibur. The halach is they cannot fire him. The reason being that since it's understood that that position is filled by someone for life, this is the way the minhag has always been, by switching him, people will not say that he wasn't rehired. People will say that, that is a polite way of saying that he was fired. He must have done something wrong. And what you're doing is ruining his reputation. So that by not rehiring someone for a position that is normally understood to be life, you need a legitimate reason. Otherwise, you're considered just giving him a bad name needlessly. Now, by the way, this inyan of giving a 3-year contract happens to be an old minhag Yisrael on the basis of something in Choshen Mishpat. There is an opinion that if you hire someone in a way that he is not just doing a small job for a certain amount of hours, but that it is a position where he is indebted to you, he is tied down to it, you cannot give him more than a 3-year contract because that would constitute something of avdus. That would be considered the equivalent of slavery. So what they do is, generally speaking, even when someone is given a contract and it's understood that it is for life, they will only make it a 3-year contract, which is understood to be renewed every 3 years. So in a case where that is to be taken literally, meaning it is understood that the 3-year contract is just a formality, but he's really hired for life, there you could not fire him by not renewing his contract. Whereas in a case where they really do reconsider it every 3 years, and that rabbis have come and gone, in a case like that, the halacha is that you don't need a good excuse for not rehiring him. If it's not understood that it's for life, then it's like rehiring him anew. It's like hiring him anew after 3 years, and the halachas there are that the congregation, wherever the leaders are, have to make a decision if they want this person or not. The next thing is Hagah. Yesh mi shekosa, the Shliach Tzibur yispal mitoch sefer ha-miyuchad letzibur, devadai nichtav l'shmo. In the olden days, Sidurim were handwritten. A handwritten manuscript could have been written by someone that wrote it l'shem shamayim, or it could have been written by some artist who wanted to show off. It was understood that individuals, when they wrote their Siddurim, may not have written L'Shem Shamayim. They may have done it as a work of art. Whereas when they donated it to the Tzibur, they were doing it L'Shma. Therefore, the Rama says that it's ideal that the Chazan use the Siddur of the Tzibur rather than an individual Siddur. Now, today, everything's printed. This does not apply. The Mishnah Berurah says the halacha doesn't apply, but what does apply is that it is right for a Shliach Tzibur to daven from a Siddur, even if he knows davening by heart. The truth is, even for a Yachid, the Mishnah Berurah says it's ideal to daven from a Siddur. Certainly, a Shliach Tzibur were out of stage fright, he may find himself confusing the words. In the case of the olden days, where the Siddurim were handwritten, he should be using a Siddur that is written Lishmo. That is written Lishmo L'Shem Shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah chooses this place at the very end of the Siman about Shliach Tzibur to tell us why a Shliach Tzibur is called a Chazan. And he says the word Chazan comes from seeing, from vision, Chazon, Lachzos, and it is because he has to see what to daven. He has to see, he has to think about and make a decision of what to say. So the Chazan is a man of vision. We now begin Siman Nun Daled, the halachas that apply to Yishtabach, Sif Aleph. Yishtabach eina poseach b'baruch, lefi sheyismucha l'baruch she'omar. Baruch she'omar and Yishtabach are a pair. Baruch she'omar being the bracha before Pesukei Zimra, Yishtabach the bracha after Pesukei Zimra. The halacha is we look at them as a set of brachas. Therefore, sheshteyam nitachnu al Pesukei Zimra, and they were both made for Pesukei Zimra, zu lifneyam v'zu l'achreyam, this before Pesukei Zimra, this after. Therefore, we do not begin the bracha with baruch. It's as if it's a bracha following another bracha. Even though we have the Pesukim in between, they are not considered a hefsik. Further, ein lanos omein achre melech muhulol batishpachos, in nusach svard, it goes Kael Melech Gadol Umhulol Batishpachos. The word Muhulol Batishpachos sounds very much like the end of Baruch She'omar. One may have thought that that is the end of a bracha and you say Amen. So he says it's not. Ela Ach Achar Chei Ha'olamim Sheshon Usim HaBracha. That is the end of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings two nuschal. Some say Chei Ha'olamim, some say Chai Ha'olamim. Chai Ha'olamim means that he lives in two worlds, in Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. Chei Ha'olamim means he is the one that gives life to both worlds. In either case, we are referring to the fact that Hashem is Mashgiach on both worlds, and therefore, whether it's Chai or Chai, the word afterwards is Ha'olamim, the worlds. With regard to where to answer Amen, so the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix in the middle of that brach, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kael Melech Gadol Umhulol Batishpachos. In the middle of that, that is a bracha ketzora. It did not begin with Baruch, it does not end with Baruch. It only has one Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it could be you cannot even answer Yesh Me'rabah and Kedusha there in between. He leaves it as a Tzorachian. So that it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, does not have another Baruch Atah Hashem, is therefore called a Bracha Ketzora, and you're not to be mafsik in the middle of it at all. So that when you start Yishtabach, until Baruch Atah Hashem, you can answer Amen Yesh Me'rabah or Kedusha. But once you begin Baruch Atah Hashem, you should not answer Kedusha or Amen Yesh Me'rabah, because the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic in it.